Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
That's a lie. The audio is not painful on this episode because we got clean feed to work again. Thanks, everybody, for joining us at Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are joined once again by our friend at Bet Online, Dave Mason, a great sponsor of the show. Dave is the marketing director over at Bet Online. Dave, thanks for joining us again. It's playoff time, and that's when the gambling gets bigger, better, and more intense, at least for me personally.
No, you're not alone. I mean, you know, the NFL season's always kind of – it's so cyclical. It's so predictable how the players come back. You know, for first month, they're just back in full force, and then some kind of disappear in October, and then kind of November, you take a dip, and then Thanksgiving, you get a nice bump for a couple of weeks, and December, a lot of people are concentrating on the holidays, whatnot, but then once the playoffs come back, I mean, you're doing numbers like you did week one, week two of the NFL season, so we love it, man. I mean, there's not as many games, obviously, but the games that are on board are just getting crazy, crazy action. So it's awesome.
I have to say, you know, at first I was like, oh, 7 playoff teams, why you dilute the product? 2 teams deserve a bye. And then last week, Andrew, I got to have three playoff games in 3 days. And I was like, injected into my veins. I love this.
Oh, no, and we love it. You know, I mean, anytime there's a standalone game, whether it's, you know, we love Thursday night football. We want Friday night football. We want Saturday night football, right? We want everything, man. I mean, that just increases the action so much, you know, those standalone games. And, you know, going from 4 games to 6 games is just awesome, man. It was great. The action was just really good, and can't complain about the results either. Team Bet Online did all right last weekend.
Can you talk real quick? I'm curious. So when you set these lines, I know that guys missing. I mean, you're down to the wire trying to figure out, for example, this past week with Alvin Kamara, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? You're waiting kind of for last minute news on how he's doing with COVID and if he can play. So I know that you're looking for lines to move based on availability of certain players, but how much are you taking into account the fitness level or just the current form of a player? How much does that factor in?
Well, it depends on the player, first of all, right? I mean, football is all about the quarterback, right? You know, those are the big ones that really move the needle on as far as the odds are concerned, or, you know, whether we're going to open up that game a little bit later than the other games, or maybe keep the limits a little lower on that game than the other games until we know for sure. But, you know, Kamara, sure, he moves the needle as well for skill position guys. You know, it's just about paying attention to the information. You know, it's harder than ever for it. Well, it's easier and harder to pay attention, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's easier because there's more information out there. You back in the old days, you just paid attention to what's called like the Don Best screen, and everybody gets their updates. All the books get their updates, and some bettors would subscribe to the Don Best feed, and they get that information, and you move accordingly or you bet accordingly. But now, I mean, with Twitter, man, it's a whole new ball game. That information's just out there, and our guys can dig for it. You know, we have a guy who's really awesome. You know, he specializes in NBA and MLB, but he's about as good as it gets at finding, digging information and paying attention to, you know, injury updates and all that stuff. But, you know, there's sharp bettors out there, too, that are just as fast. So, it's a race to get that information and move accordingly.
Yeah, the interesting thing to me about these games is you start it, right? You've got Green Bay and you got the Rams, and it's Green Bay by 6.5. But you look at this injury list, Dave. You don't know about Donald. You don't know what the Rams are going to do at quarterback. You don't know about Cooper Kupp. But that said, how has Green Bay been historically with Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs with the lines and with them covering?
He put me on the spot there. I'm not even exact. I don't have the ATS numbers in front of me to tell you the truth. I'm sure he's been great, but I really don't know the ATS numbers historically on him. You know,
good.
Well, a lot of those historic ATS we really don't even pay too much attention to. You know, they do have some substance. You know, but. You know, we concentrate on what's going on this year. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is top of his game as usual this year. So, we're not really basing our numbers off of, how they covered the last 10, 12, 15 years or any of that. So, we pay attention to it kind of as a entertainment standpoint, but we really don't base our numbers off that stuff too much, to tell you the truth.
I guess the question I asked it the wrong way is Green Bay is one of your public teams, right? They have a national fan base, unlike like the Steelers and a couple other teams, right? Do you expect a sort of a stampede towards the Packers late, in that line may move, may get to 7, get to 7.5 as sort of injury news with the Rams trickles in?
Well, was that Evan, we actually took some sharp action on the Rams at +7. That's why it's sitting at 6.5 right now. But I mean, the stampede has started. It's already our biggest exposure of the weekend by far. 70% of the early money is on the Packers. And that's every teaser place this weekend will be keyed on the Packers. People teasing it down to a half a point or pick 'em or whatever. There's going to be money line parlays, so we're going to be huge Rams fans. That's without a doubt going to be the biggest decision of the weekend. The public money, that's always a thing. But you know, the public can forget about a public team in a heartbeat. You know, there's been no bigger public team in the history of NFL betting wise than the Patriots over the last decade. And this year, the bettors like, they're no longer a public team, and they hit the eject button. So end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's the Steelers or the Cowboys or the Packers or the Patriots. If the team's winning and covering, people are going to bet them. If they're not winning and covering, people are going to jump ship quick. But there is always that. There's definitely a little extra money on those big public teams because, people a lot of times just like to bet their favorite team, right? You know, if you're bookieing – If you're booking Atlanta, you're going to be rooting against the Falcons. It doesn't matter if they're good, bad, or somewhere in between, because the hometown players, bettors, just usually like more often than not want to bet on their team. So there is some of that to it, without a doubt.
So what's the spread? Now we talked to you earlier in the year, and you kind of mentioned that hey, it's a little bit of a moving target in terms of where you would bet on the home games, on the home team, and that it was kind of a moving target and just trying to figure out and assess really what the value of playing at home was with no fans. And there's still some consideration given to a team going into a different environment on a field that they don't play as much. If there's win factor to contend with, or maybe there's just, traveling. So Where have you landed as of the playoffs with that? How is that calculated into the spread this year with no fans?
Yeah, it's about a point and a half, you know, depending on where. I mean, it's definitely nowhere as big as it used to be. And home field advantage has been decreasing over the years anyways, just with ease of travel, you know, just technology, and it's just not as big a pain in the ass to get prepared and/or travel. So, you know, home field advantage has been kind of trickling down as is. But it, you know, it's at an all-time low this year. And, you know, hopefully – hopefully next year bounces back up when fans are in the stands and everything. But it's about a point and a half, you know, depending.
So if you look at these games and you have Kansas City, have they become sort of, you know, like you say, the public teams, they can ebb and you can have a public team for years and years. And then all of a sudden, boom, Patriots, people are like, oh, I'm off of them. Is Kansas City, are they becoming a team where you expect a giant move towards them with public money late in the week?
They'll be bet, but, you know, the thing with the Chiefs, some of these teams, I mean, when the spreads are so high, you know, it's – you don't get as much lopsided action. Like, even when the Patriots were like, smoking people, this throttling people. I remember that one year where there are 17-point favorites, 21-point favorites, 24-point. Like it was nuts. I mean, those games were like weren't the biggest decisions of the weekend because the spread was so big that you would get a lot of underdog money. So, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they are a public team more often than not. We're rooting against them without a doubt, but some of these decisions aren't that huge. Like this weekend, like, you know, they're laying 10, right? And well, let's see, 58% of the cash is on the Chiefs. So, you know, we'll need Cleveland without a doubt. But you know, once you start getting those double digit spreads, the lopsided action, especially when they're at home too, the lopsided action just isn't as much.
Well, Ralph has this theory: you always bet on the double-digit dog.
That's
so
right.
I know he.
Well,
yeah,
that, I don't subscribe to it for playoffs, but I bet every double-digit dog during the season, and I usually
right.
This year I was plus five.
Oh, nice. No, so, I mean dogs did great this year as is, and that kind of circles odds being off a little bit on the home field advantage and everything. So if you're getting double digits, heck yeah.
The only one I didn't bet was I disqualified Denver when they didn't have a quarterback. I'm like, I'm not going to bet Denver. But that was a unique circumstance. But the thing is, it was really hard because the Jets were pitiful. But then the Jets won back-to-back games, so it catches up. So I just like double-digit dogs in the NFL. It's like an investment strategy, and it's sort of just fun to just bet on these horrible teams week in and week out, and expect it to sort of end up even or my way. I've won money three of the last 4 years. So,
Good. I mean, double digit. That's a lot of points, you know. And no matter how bad a team is, it all takes is, you know, a fluky play or whatever. You're starting a game 10-0 or more. I mean, that's. I gun to head, I always take those double digit spreads, double digit dogs as well. I mean, it's especially in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, my concern with the Browns, we opened the Browns up a little low. We opened it at 7.5. You know, I told the guys I want to go 9.5, and they came back 7.5, which I thought was too low. I think there could be a letdown in Cleveland. I think maybe last week was kind of their Super Bowl. So, but again, 10 points is 10 points.
Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Well, it's funny you guys say that because I actually put money on the Saints last week, and they were double-digit favorites, and they covered. So, yeah, you never know. But I want to talk about this Saints game, Dave, because you've got the Saints and the Bucks here. You've got, speaking of double digits, the Saints have won both games these two teams have played by double digits, including a blowout by 35 points the second time. Explain to me this line. I mean, depending on where you look, it's anywhere from 3 to 3.5. Explain to me the rationale behind this line, and then a follow-up question to that would be, is the legacy and maybe just the aura of Tom Brady artificially inflating the how close this game is?
I don't think so. I mean, he's going against Drew Brees. It's not like he's going, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like he's going out against, you know, I think it has more to do with this, that the Bucks are on fire now. You know, they've won what, 5 straight, you know, they had a couple blips there, including the Saints, as you mentioned, but you know, they've won 5 straight, covered 3 of those games. Nothing great, but,
I guess my question would be is if Tampa was 11-5 and they were the same team they are now, but Tom Brady wasn't the quarterback and Jameis Winston was the quarterback, do you think the line would be the same?
No. No, but I don't think they'd be 11-5 with Winston, well, though. So, you know, yeah. I hear what you're saying. I mean, there's always a Tom Brady factor, you know, especially the way he's been playing, right? He's, you know, people are saying that every year he has a couple bad games. Oh, he's over. Then all of a sudden it looks like he's 25 again. It's ridiculous, this guy. But no, there's definitely some Tom Brady, but you know, maybe a half a point or some juice or something. But it's hard to say, you know, because they are good because of Tom Brady, right? They are where they are. With a big part of it is because of Tom Brady. I mean, that, you know, it's a team game. They made some other great upgrades and everything, but you know, it's you know, sharp bettors did take Tampa Bay, by the way. There's some sharp action on the Buccaneers at +4. That's why went down to a field goal. 56% of the action's on the Buccaneers too. They became a public. That's another example of the public team. All of a sudden, they became a public team this year, big time. More often than not, we were rooting against the Buccaneers, and you know, Tom Brady is a big factor for that. I mean, I was looking at our Super Bowl liabilities this morning, and we're only liable. We only have a red figure on one team, and it is the Buccaneers, and it's a pretty dang big liability. So that came a lot early on when there was rumors that Brady was going there. Then when Brady signed, you know, people were just piling in at 33-1, 25-1, all the way down to 16-1.
Well, that's interesting though, because I would think that in this game you would lean, you know, you said that the money, that 56% of the money is on Tampa this game. I was thinking that, you know, like you said, the underdogs win, the book it usually comes out ahead, and the Saints would be a public team. But it sounds to me like Tampa loses this week, it's really good for y'all.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, the game itself, I think it's gonna be a wash. Like I said, about 56% of the cash right now is on Tampa Bay. I think that'll be close to 50-50. I think actually if it stays at 3, the majority of the money will be on New Orleans, but I don't think it's going to be a very big decision either way. I think the money line, again, it's still early money line. We're going to need the Saints on the money line. People are going to be taking plus money on TB, but it would be really nice to wipe out that humongous liability we have in the Super Bowl. That would be the biggest win out of that game, man. I don't know who we're going to need come Sunday. Right, as of now, we need the Saints. But I know one thing. If Tampa Bay loses, our guy who controls the Super Bowl future is going to have a big smile on his face wiping them off the board.
Is it better for Tom Brady to get further into the playoffs, though, just to get more investment? Do you worry that there's a drop-off in terms of better interest if Tom Brady is not in the mix?
I mean, that would be a big story, you know, if he gets to that Super Bowl. Holy cow, that would be something else, you know. That would be a big story. So there is that, but the Super Bowl is going to be big no matter what. AFC Championship, NFC Championships are going to be big no matter what. People are gambling more than ever. So there probably could be a little bit more action if the longer Brady stays in the game. But Is it worth really rooting for that instead of wiping that Buccaneers red figure off the Super Bowl odds? You know, whatever, man. You know, when you're doing this, there's so many, you know, who do you need? Who do you need? You think of all the scenarios, and you think how teasers are involved, and parlays, and money line parlays, and super teas. And you get ahead at the end of these 100 different variations, and it's like, I don't know who the hell we need. You know what I mean? And futures and division bets and this and that and props. And it's like, so, you know, just let the games play out. If Tampa wins, and then, yeah, well, that'll be a bigger story. You know, if Brady goes to the Super Bowl, that would just be a mess. And I work more on the marketing side of things. So I'm always looking for an angle to market stuff and make things a bigger event to get people more excited, more yeah. odds, more props. You know, God, how many, you know, if Brady's in the Super Bowl, how many Tom Brady props can you have? I mean, we already have a zillion from the last decade that we just have to alter a little bit for the Buccaneers. And, you know, we'll have to regurgitate all those Giselle props and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm just glad we don't have to do the Bill Belichick hoodie prop anymore. What color is his hoodie? So I'm just glad that that's no more Bill Belichick hoodie props.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds like you're a Saints fan this weekend. It sounds like that's better for business. And so we'll take all the goodwill we can get.
That's right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I've always liked the Saints anyways. Never, you know, I've always respected that. The organization, big fan of the city of New Orleans, love it down there. Been long overdue for a trip, so I got to get back there once things open up again. But I always root for the Saints, man. I love how they turn their organization around. I mean, where they were the Aints forever, you know, they were just brutal. But then they turned it around. I love Drew Brees, man. I've always been a fan of Drew Brees. He's such a great player. So I'll be rooting for the Saints without a doubt this weekend.
Here's a question for you, like with the. You know, and it's probably going to be Goff, but you can speak to this in general terms. Like, when a team has an issue at quarterback, whatever it is, whether it's a regular season game or in a playoff game, it's heightened. How much action happens between the time where it's decided that this guy's starting, whether it's game day or like a Friday or a Saturday, where they're like, hey, it's Goff and it's Friday at 2. How much action happens between that time when the quarterback's announced, because you said it's a quarterback league, and the game starts? Like, is it an avalanche like I imagine, or is it just not so much?
Nah, it's an avalanche. Anytime there's a story, you know, there's avalanche. But I mean, that's a perfect example. You know, the perfect example of the avalanche, what I mentioned earlier, was the Brady news and the futures last year. You know, once that was the rumors, and then it was, you know, it was the case that he was going to Tampa Bay, just avalanche and money comes in. But no, it works the same for a game. You know, a lot of people are just sitting on the sidelines. There might be some sharp guys betting because, you know, they have a real good feel for what's going on, or they might think the numbers are overvalued, undervalued, because we're, you know, favoring one side or the other, waiting for this news. But yeah, once it's definitely Jared Goff or whomever, then a lot more action will come either for or against the team, right? There might be guys just waiting either way. So yeah, without a doubt, that game will, any of those games. But I mean, like right now, I mean, that game is getting the most action without a doubt. But again, it's the first game on the betting board too, so that's not too rare.
Yeah, I believe that the Rams are going to get their teeth kicked in. Okay.
Let's talk about all four playoff games, Dave. So give us the spread for each game, and then maybe I don't know if you can give us a prediction. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but maybe give us a sense of the action and just kind of what
you're
feeling.
Sure, I'll give you action. Okay, we got Rams at Packers opening the action on Saturday. Rams are currently plus 6.5-point underdogs. The over-under is 45.5. As I mentioned earlier, the early action is on the Packers. 70% of the money is on the Packers. We did take some sharp action on the Rams at +7. That's why it moved down to 6.5. So that's a classic reverse line movement. I don't know if you guys are familiar with what a reverse alignment movement is, but that's a classic reverse line movement. But it's still early. That could go back up. You know, some of that early sharp action, as is sharp as the late sharp action. So,
weather,
you know,
weather in Green Bay is currently looking like a high of 31. So it'll be cold, but yeah, sunny. So no precipitation.
Okay. Second game, Ravens are 1-point dogs at the Bills. Over under is 50. Action is pretty split. 55% of the cash is on the Bills. This is another reverse line movement. Some sharps took the Ravens at +3 and +2.5. Sunday's game, Browns at Chiefs. Once again, double-digit dogs. Are the Browns getting 10 points? The over-under is 56. Action's pretty even. 58% of the early money is on the Chiefs. Tampa Bay at New Orleans, like I mentioned, 3-point dogs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 56% of the money is on the Bucs, and sharp money took the Buccaneers +4.
The Bills spread surprises me.
Yeah,
I really like taking the Bills there.
I don't blame you. I kind of, you know, like I said, some sharp action took that knocked it down. That sharp action took the Ravens at +3 and +2.5. That's why we're at +1, but. Yeah, I mean, the Ravens are red hot, right? They're peaking at the right time. But, I mean, the Bills have been a hell of a team all year. So, you know, it's getting close to a pick 'em, which I mean, +2, +2.5, I think would be the right number. But, you know, only one point favorites at home.
Do you think it would, by kickoff, do you think it might be a pick 'em?
I don't know. I can't see. I mean, I don't think it will. I think come kickoff, we're going to need Baltimore. Like I said, 55% of the early actions on the Bills, but that includes, you know, some sharp action on the other side, which means a lot more money. So, man, I can't see it going to pick them unless more sharps take +1, but I don't see that happen. It could, though, but I don't think it will. I think I'll creep back up.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Oh, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Yeah, well, Dave, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Guys, go to find Dave on Twitter. You can go to Dave Mason, B-O-L, at Dave Mason, B-O-L. Your Twitter feed delights me and makes me sad. I see all these, you know, at the top, your pinned tweet, three-team, $300 all-dog, money-long parlay, cash is $51,000. I love all the stuff that that you tweet out. And it makes me realize how terrible a bettor I am. But my favorite thing is still the politics bet. I'm thinking you've got the mayor of New York City, Andrew Yang, +175 favorite to be the mayor. I love the fact that you mix in the politics on your Twitter feed. It still delights me to no end.
No, it's fun. I mean, this year was that election was just so ridiculous, the amount of money we got that came in on it. It was like I said, we did as much action on the election as we did the last two Super Bowls combined. So, wow. You know, there's definitely a thirst to bet on politics. So we're continue to expand our, expand our market. And it's just so viral too. You know what I mean? It's just so, again, I work in a marketing side of things. So I'm always looking for, you know, get attention and get in the press and have people talk about it. And nothing gets ruffles people feathers. It's like he'd start talking about these political odds and people writing articles about it and retweeting it and all that stuff. So I try to have fun with it, man. I play right in the middle. I don't show my political allegiance one way or another. And just try to have fun with it, man. Because if you don't, this political stuff will drive you absolutely mad.
I'm not stunned that people want to gamble on politics, because people want to gamble on anything. It just surprises me the thirst to bet on politics. Yeah. That has been that over the last 2 years. That has surprised me that people gravitate toward that. I know people, they don't gamble on sports. They don't know anything about sports. They gamble on politics all the time. It's one of those things that's in the new world that surprises me, but maybe I'm getting old.
No, I mean, you look at it, you really think about it. I put a lot of thought into this too. And it's really no different than it's like fandom times 100. You know, there's people who hate the Red Sox. The Yankees fans hate the Red Sox. Red Sox fans hate the Yankees, and vice versa. And, you know, every team has that rival. And you know, fans are so passionate, and this politics stuff, it's that on steroids, man. It's, you know, the right hates the left and the left hates the right, and people are blind about their side and they think the other side is absolutely horrible, and we're going to win. We place money on our team, not your team, and they don't look at things objectively. You know, the few of us that are right in the middle say, hey, dude, both the sides have lots of problems. Neither side is anything close to perfect. You know, let's have an honest conversation here. But, you know, that's a political bet, and it's everywhere too. You know, like I said, for the third time or fourth time, I'm a marketer, so, you know, I like events, and you know, you just turn on the TV, and even when you're watching ESPN or whatever, they're talking politics. So it's not only just about CNN or Fox or all these other news channels. It's all over our sports channels now. So if you're a sports bettor or not a sports bettor, you're getting politics pounded on you 24/7. And okay, let's at least have some fun and try to make some money off it.
Final question, and then I'll let you get out of here. Do the off-year elections generate even close to what the presidential election meaning? I know it's 2021, so it's not a big election year, but like 2022, will that be as big a gambling or even in the same stratosphere as the presidential election if 2020 or 2024?
No, I mean, it'll be big. It's getting bigger every year. You know, we put up, you know, all sorts of stuff. We just try to keep it relevant in the conversation. You know, always coming up with odds, anytime there's a major speech or debate or whatever, any kind of big event, we're going to put odds up. The 2022s, the midterms, we'll have odds on that. And they'll get good action, without a doubt. But nothing's going to compare to the election itself, the main event. That's just insane what the money that was coming in on that. I mean, it was insane in 2016, and we absolutely blew that out of the water.
Well, before you leave, please tell everyone where they should go, how they sign up, and what's the best way to go about betting online.
Yes, sir. BetOnline.ag. Go to the there will be sign up buttons all over the place. Sign up, choose your favorite funding method, including cryptocurrency. We have all sorts of good welcome bonuses on the promos page. 100% welcome bonus if you're using crypto, 50% welcome bonus if you're using other methods. We have the earliest opening odds in the industry for North American sports. That's more important than a bonuses are great, but there's nothing more important. Again, access to the earliest opening odds. So our odds open for every other book, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Hockey's coming up. We got reduced juice odds in hockey. And most importantly, we have the fastest payouts in the industry. One dude yesterday just tweeted to me that he got his crypto payout in 1 minute. He submitted it. 1 minute later, he had his crypto payout. So, you know, we respect winners and we pay them fast.
So, guys, Dave, he's amazing, and hopefully the Saints can keep winning. Maybe we can have him back if the Saints get to the Super Bowl, and Dave, we can just do 30 minutes on ridiculous Saints prop bets for the Super Bowl. That's my wish. That's my one wish for 2021. I want you back. I want you back Super Bowl week when the Saints are playing, and we can just do 30 minutes of ridiculous Saints Super Bowl prop bets.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be leaning on you guys for some good ideas too. So if the Saints make it, be sure to hit me up an email and give me some good ideas and good storylines.
I have one for
odds
you,
of
Dave.
Odds of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson getting punched has definitely got to be on there.
Noted.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We will see you again tomorrow.